The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, what's this over here? What's this? So we have an IQ test for our dog. Oh, my gosh. No. You know what? One of my dogs is pretty smart. The other one is kind of stupid. But I have an IQ test. We should take this. I don't even know if I'll pass. Yeah, one of my cats is really, really, or my dogs are pretty smart. We have Foxy and we have Apollo. Corey named our dogs. We got two labs originally. I wanted to name them Mac and Cheese because they were yellow labs. And he said, no, I'm going to name them Apollo and Zeus, like Magnum P.I. Like, what? Well, he couldn't handle the two dogs. I wanted one of them to have, you know, a friend. I didn't want them growing up alone. So we gave the other one to a friend of ours. So Zeus is growing up. His name is now Duke. The other one is Apollo. And then we got a rescue dog because Apollo was lonely. Apollo, kind of dumb. The rescue dog has, I don't know, some fox to her. I don't know what the hell she has. She's pretty smart. So whenever the dogs, you know, accidentally run around the neighborhood and get lost, she comes back and tells us where he is. And he's like, boo. Anyway, so I guess I have here an IQ test. So, okay, let me see here. All right, they say just read each of the following questions and make a note whether it applies to your dog. One, does your dog have various reactions to different foods? Is he especially eager for a piece of salami versus the same old dry food? No, he'll eat anything. Does your dog seem to understand the signals that you're preparing to go to sleep and act accordingly? No, our dog doesn't. He'll sit there and he'll, like, jump on you and sniff you. When your dog is uncomfortable, does he or she modify his environment, like duck under a blanket if he's cold? No. When it's raining, is your dog less enthusiastic to go for a walk? No. Heading home after a walk, does your dog automatically turn in at your driveway? No. We have to go, Apollo, in here. Apollo, no, this way. No, that's not our house. No, that's not our house. Over here. If your dog does something wrong and is reprimanded, do they show signs of remorse, like the tail between the legs, or averting eye contact? No. When I'm like, bad boy, you did poo-poo house. That's ridiculous. You went poo-poo house. He's like, ee. Does your dog inspect new objects? Like if a box arrives in the mail or new furniture? No, he doesn't. He'll just pee-pee on it. I mean, the other dog does. Okay, now part two of this IQ test, canine capabilities. They say read each of, this is coming from Daily Mail. Read each of the following questions and choose the answer that most closely matches your dog's actions or personality. What is your dog's level of word recognition? Okay, does he A, recognize dozens of words and picks up new ones in minutes? Does he know sit and stay? If you have to like spell things out, like we got to go to the vet, you know, you have to spell it out. Or I'm pretty sure he knows his name. He barely knows his name. Next, when you're packing to go on a trip, at what point does your dog show the first signs of anxiety that you are leaving? Probably at the end when we leave, okay? Is it when you mention holiday, when you pack the suitcase? No, but my cat will already start being depressed. As soon as I say going to your mother's, the cat looks more depressed than I do. Roughly, how many tricks does your dog know? He could learn a thing or two, can entertain party guests. You have to push his butt down to make him sit. That's our dog. If your dog needs to relieve himself, how does he get your attention? He does pee-pee house. When taking a walk, does your dog show interest in new sights and sounds? No, he doesn't. He just runs around in circles and he chases his tail and then he bites his tail and he barks and he hurts himself. When you teach your dog a new trick, does he remember it long? You know, does it perform it, right, for other people? Does he have absolutely no idea that it's a trick? Yep. When one of your friends, I guess, that your dog likes comes to visit, what is his reaction? My dog likes everybody. Okay, now let's look at the performance, okay? Now, we want to see if he understands how to smell or if he understands hand gestures. So pick a treat, show your dog you have it in your hand, shut your dog out of the room while you hide the treat. Let your dog into the room, show him your empty hands, and point around to indicate he should look for it. What does your dog do? Does he look around? Does he follow his nose? Does he not even go to the room? That's my dog. Okay? You have like Apollo, so he comes in, and then you're like, go find the treat, and he just sits there. I love that dog, though. To test innovation and dexterity. This is a true IQ test for your dog. Okay, you got to get a stopwatch. Show your dog you have a treat in your hand. Then put it under a plastic cup on the floor and tell your dog to go after it. Now, how long does it take the dog to reach the treat? Less than 10 seconds, 11 seconds to 2 minutes, 3 to 10 minutes. He tries, but he can't figure it out. Huh? There's a cup? Okay. Question 3. This is to test the time for new information. So what you do is you wait till your dog has been asleep for about a half an hour. From another room, you call your dog's name with a sense of urgency and you clap the hands. Apollo! Apollo! Does he come running within seconds? Does he come over after several calls? Does he look at you like disgust, like you woke him up? Yes, that's exactly my dog. There was a man in our house. I'm the one that had to get the gun. And I had to scare the guy away with my shotgun. Alright? I had to threaten to shoot. And the dog was just lying there with his jewels sticking up. To test interest in new activities. Okay? You get a toy. You put the toy in the bag when you get home. You make a big deal about how you have something fun for the dog. You go, oh, I got you a toy. Oh, I got you a toy. When you hold it out, what does your dog do? Does the dog do poo-poo house? Yes. Does he grab it and runs off to explore it? Does he let you sit there and you're showing him the toy, but he's watching you? Yeah. Now extra credit. He gets extra credit, okay? The dog gets extra credit. Do you feel comfortable letting your dog interact with a lively child? I do. Okay, as long as he doesn't pee-pee or poo-poo on him. Does your dog respond to any facial signals? No. Is your dog, which is good because I'm planning to get Botox soon. Does your dog equally obedient and able to perform tricks outside and inside? No, he can't do anything. So, unfortunately, my dog has failed this test. All right, so there's a lot of points, and you can figure out the points. Okay, so below average. If your pet were a student, he would need extra help with studies and after-school activities. That's my dog. If your dog's a genius, if human, your dog might have Michelangelo's artistic vision or Freud's insight. I hope you guys have a smart dog. I love my dog. I'll never part with him, but he is dumb. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOG-DOLLY.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so it is Cyber Monday. All right, so it is time to go shopping for a lot of people, although I'm kind of overspent and I'm not spending any more money. I'm done. But, you know, Christmas gifts, what do you get everybody? And the worst part about it is the more you think about it, the more you realize you need to buy gifts for everybody. I like to give the mailman gifts also, sanitation department, you know, everybody at work, obviously, you know, certain colleagues, you know, and that's not even counting family. And then what about the neighbors? And you're like, oh, man, and, you know, what about the guy that always comes and, you know, and says hi to me? Shouldn't I have something, you know, for great? So you want to start getting everybody everything, okay? Well, sometimes you can make stupid decisions. And according to USA Today, they have here on this article the 8 of the worst office Christmas gifts ever. Okay, many of us have Christmas parties. I have a Christmas party coming up for Beasley Broadcasting this week, and I'm a little nervous, okay, because, you know, I want to make sure if we do a Secret Santa or something, I don't, you know, give a gift that is, you know, inappropriate or you know, usually I give like a piece of medical equipment, you know. But nobody seems to like that. Anyway, a survey by the executive search team Battaglia Winston found that 91% of offices plan to throw a holiday party during the 2012 holiday season. All right, that's a lot of parties, 91%. Secret Santa is usually a biggie. You know how you do Secret Santa? Everybody buys one gift, and you open up a little piece of paper to figure out who gets your gift, okay? And so everybody puts their name in the thing, so hopefully the name is only written once, and then you go around. I know on Pawn Stars, Chumbly put his name on all of them. He wasn't supposed to do that. Everybody's supposed to put their own name on everything, you know, put your own name there, right? And then, you know, so I buy for Bob. Bob buys for George, but you don't know, okay? Bob has no idea I'm buying for him, okay, except I do, okay? A study by Consumer Reports from a few years back found that about 30% of people agree that coworkers and bosses give the worst holiday gifts. They say these are the cases where one coworker hands another a nicely wrapped box full of something completely inappropriate or insinuating or the wrong message or just plain wrong. So, for example, okay, they say, according to USA Today, do not give lingerie or don't give a coupon to Fredericks of Hollywood or Victoria's Secret, okay? All right? You don't give somebody underwear, all right? Especially if it's a Secret Santa, because that means now you're giving, yeah, okay? Apparently, there was one person who gave, the boss gave her a pack of wine coolers and a gift certificate to Victoria's Secret. Now, I'd be like, that would be a cool gift. I mean, I could definitely use, I buy a lot of the perfumes at Victoria's Secret, and I like wine coolers. So, I mean, to me, I would really dig that gift. But I could see why somebody's husband would be like, he did what? A self-help book or how to do your job better. Okay? Apparently, Management for Dummies. Okay, if you give that book to one of your managers, they're probably going to be insulted, okay? Or let's say there's somebody in, I don't know, payroll who drinks a lot. The Complete Idiot's Guide to Business Etiquette or the Alcoholic Society Addiction and Recovery of the Self, okay? They may send out a bad message. Another thing you don't want to do is give somebody something used, okay? All right? When you re-gift an item, okay, a lot of people can figure it out. Somebody gave me a gift that was a gift I gave somebody else for their wedding. And my card to them was inside. They didn't even open it because my card, it was like a blender. And my card was in. That means they gave it to somebody else, and that somebody gave it to me. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And I needed an extra blender, so I was like, cool. But really, that was ridiculous, okay? So don't do reuse or don't do something used, okay? Toiletries or beauty products, you got to be very, very careful, okay? All right, if you give somebody some body spray, they may be, oh, this stinks. Now, what I like to do, if I give a bunch of ladies stuff, if I'm a lady, okay, I mean, I know I don't act like one, but if I'm a lady, sometimes what I do is, when I am a lady, I'll bring to some offices, like, Bath and Body Works has these soaps that have, you know, cool smells and things like that. You can get like 3 for $10, something like that. Those are always cool. So I go in and everybody gets to take something home. I think those are great, but if you're a guy, you gotta be careful, because if you're a guy that gives it, you know. Okay, they say avoid giving a Bible or religious gifts. They say religion is something that a lot of people don't talk about in the office, okay? And, you know, you aren't supposed to talk about politics or religion. I know many of us walk around with T-shirts saying Obamacare blows, but for the most part, you're really not supposed to talk about that. CBS spoke with a woman whose extremely religious boss hounded out books, and the titles began with phrases like answers to all the big questions in life, why other religions are wrong. Well, that's tough, because now you think that he's not going to like you because of your religion. So you got to be careful. Also, avoid bongs. Don't give bongs to other coworkers, okay? All right? Apparently, marijuana and marijuana paraphernalia is becoming more and more of a hot item. Even if it's illegal in the state where you live, they say do not give a coworker marijuana or marijuana paraphernalia or marijuana decor. You know, like instead of a holiday leaf for mistletoe, you give them a cannabis leaf. Don't be doing that, okay? All right, yeah, because it ain't going to, it's a hot butt issue. Then don't give away coupons. Give a gift card. But one of the worst gifts out there, they say, is giving away a 10% off coupon. I did that to my mom. I gave my mom a gift card, but then I also threw in a couple 10% offs. She picked up the 10% off and didn't look deeper for the gift card. I told her, no, I gave you a gift card, but I figured you also wanted the coupon. You see? So, don't just give a coupon. That's pretty crappy. Okay, so what do you do? What are some good gifts that you could give to your coworkers that are under $20? Because a lot of you guys have to Secret Santa this week. See, look, the Dr. Dolly Show is all about practicality, okay? We talk about practical stuff. You guys have Secret Santa, whatever. Okay, so little things you could do. Again, easy gift cards. Amazon, eBay, Best Buy, Target, a little gift card. They're great. You don't have to pay tax, I don't think, on a gift card, right? I don't think you have to pay tax. You don't have to pay shipping, so do that. Comfy slippers, chocolate. You can never go wrong giving chocolate. Flavored coffee, tea, according to USA Today. Give away a coffee mug that maybe has something cute on it, or a real nice coffee mug. If these people really, really like their coffee, sometimes they need something new like that. Starbucks gift card. I do a lot of that. If I have to give an office full of people stuff, not my office, but, you know, somebody else's, I'll get like a bunch of little $5 Starbucks gift cards. You know, you come in with 20, that's $100. That pleases 20 people in an office. It's actually pretty cool. A food basket, some yummy treats, a hat and glove set, a scarf, wine or wine accessories. Wine accessories are nice. Those make really, really nice gifts, and they're not as expensive as the wine. Like a bestseller, but be careful with the 12 shades of gray or the 20 shades of gray or whatever. Picture frame, a pen set, desk decor, a holiday CD, some gadgets. Like, get me a Mophie. That's $70. Never mind. As seen on TV product. Those are pretty cool. Something ergonomic. Maybe two tickets to the movie. Okay? You get two tickets to Regal Theaters, something like that, and put it in a card. People love getting gifts. They love that. And then you could always give away an ugly sweater. Okay? Something really embarrassing. Now, I'm surprised they said to give an ugly sweater, but you don't want to look like you're trying too hard and you're getting them like a real nice sweater. You got to kind of be careful. All right. So that is hopefully your clue and fix your radios, guys. Hopefully that'll help you guys out this holiday season. I got to tell you, man, I'm already done shopping. I still haven't bought for my mom, for my nieces or nephews. I still haven't. I am just so sick of it. I am so done. Now, unfortunately, me as a doctor, I get to see the flip side. And we're hearing that toy-related injuries are going to be on the rise. We need to, when we come back from break, talk about the worst toys for some of the most, you know, dangerous toys, and how we got to kind of, you know, be careful of these kids, playing them, etc. Okay, when we also come back, we're going to talk about how many people are now getting plastic surgery so they can look good in selfies. Apparently, this selfie phenomenon where everybody's taking pictures of themselves, and I do it too, I'm really big with the selfies. Apparently, we're seeing more and more people get rhinoplasty, liposuction, etc. And then we got some health benefits to cinnamon. I always love seeing something like this. By the way, though, this is the time of year where kids snort cinnamon. Be careful with that. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze-Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze-Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze-Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dolly, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so apparently scooters and toy cars cause, most toy-related injuries. Be very, very careful if you aren't thinking about getting a foot-powered scooter. Yeah, I got my kids one of those scooters, you know, the manual ones, and they fell, they hurt themselves. It was probably one of the stupidest things. I did that like 5-6 years ago. According to a study published Monday in Clinical Pediatrics, foot-powered toy scooters caused the highest number of toy-related injuries, 61,000 last year. Toy vehicles were related to 12,600 injuries. Around 256,000 kids were treated in emergency rooms in 2013, which is a 2.6% increase from 2009. They say kids under 15 are most likely to be injured by a toy, making up 73% of injuries in 2013. Now, the scooter injuries aren't significantly up, because, you know, the scooters became really, really popular back in 2000. Remember, Razor scooters was like the number one, like Christmas gift years ago. I don't think we have that out yet. What's going to be the number one Christmas gift? Remember, there was Razor scooters, and one year was Billy Bass fish mouth. That was stupid. What else? Oh yeah, lightsabers. Back in 2000, 2001, everybody wanted lightsabers. Trying to think, I don't know what would be now. Although there's supposed to be these new type of lightsabers coming out now as the new Star Wars is coming out. So remember, if your kid has a scooter, make sure they wear a helmet. Okay, make sure they have some elbow, knee pads, even for a scooter. Okay, stay away from major roads, motorized vehicle traffic, keep it slow. You know what I want to do, and I don't know if it's legal. What I want to do is I want to get some cones. And I want to put some cones along the turn onto our street to make people kind of slow down. And although they may just run over the cones, because these cars peel down my street. And my kid rides his bike. And we're starting to do what we said we would never do. No, don't go outside. But these cars, there's people that are kind of looking at the neighborhood, seeing if they want to buy. And so they're not our neighbors. And they just come and they just peel around. And you're like, come on. So that really, really ticks me off. So I want to just put, like, you know, construction cones just to kind of slow them down. All right. So what are some of the most dangerous toys out there? Okay. All right, apparently, let's see, there's a toy. Let me see, I'm looking at it. There was a toy, it was called, I guess, Watch is releasing an annual dangerous toys list. They've been doing this since 1973. Apparently, 9 children last year died in toy-related accidents, most often due to asphyxiation. This is according to a report from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. So another 256,000 toy-related injuries were treated as well. All right. So what are some of these worst toys? Okay, well, they say the Airstorm Firetech bow is one. Where's the rest of them? Come on, people. Oh, come on. Don't tell me I've got a pop-up. Excuse me. Okay, hold on a second. Let me hear read more. Oh, that's ridiculous. Okay. Apparently, it's supposed to be like the Hunger Games. It's actually cool looking. All right? But it's a bow. Like bow and arrow type of thing. So it's like a bow. All right? So it looks bigger than it does on the picture. Everybody wants to be Katniss. So they say, unfortunately, arrows should not be pulled back at more than half strength. And do not aim at the eyes or the face. Now, if you have an 8-year-old kid, do you think he's going to try to shoot his baby brother? Another dangerous toy, they say, is Radio Flyer Ziggle. Remember the Radio Flyer little bikes or wagons? Okay, it's a 4-wheeled cycle. All right, and apparently they kind of, you know, the manufacturers want you to race around the block, but the seat is only 8 inches off the ground. So, they also recommend wear a helmet. You know, kids can fall on that thing. Cat a pencil, okay? Apparently, it's a slingshot, so you can catapult with your pencil, okay? But it's a sharpened pencil in the shape of a slingshot. So, slingshots are actually illegal in Massachusetts. This is being reported by Yahoo.com. So, and it also doesn't have an appropriate age for the toy or guidelines. Last thing you want is kids using their pencils as a toy because they hurt themselves with it, all right? There's an Alphabet Zoo Rock and Stack pull toy. All right, apparently that pull toy part can strangulate. The pull toy is recommended only for children 18 months or older, okay? But it could still fit around a kid's neck. There's also a SWAT electric machine gun. It doesn't look like a toy. It looks like a firearm. So that's another not good one. Then we have wooden instruments, the Spark Create Imagine. You would think wood instruments are nice. It kind of brings you back to the olden days. It's non-digital. All right. Unfortunately, these things could be smoky, choking hazards, okay? And kids are aspirating these things. Now, this looks fun. Science Whiz's Bottle Rocket Party, okay? This is for ages 8 and up. It's fireworks, okay? So, basically, the box warns that the projectiles may be harmful if misused. The bottle rocket kit does not include safety goggles, even though goggles are recommended. Right? And like, yeah, is your 8-year-old really going to put the goggles on? The little cutesy's best friends. Apparently it's a little doll, it looks cute, etc. Alright? But I guess there's a plastic bow on the kid's head. The plastic bow could come off and the kids could swallow it. Then there's a Legends Orcs battle hammer, like the orcs of Lord of the Rings. 2 feet long, a plastic hammer. But it is bigger than a 3-year-old. So what are they going to do? They're going to bang themselves with it, etc. Then you have the colored hedgehog. It's a blue. I guess hedgehogs were big in the 90s. I don't know. Unfortunately, it's also a choking hazard. So those are some of the ones they say. Now, there's also some clusters that have been out. And I'm looking at this from worldwideinterweb.com. Apparently, there's some toys out there. One is called Pole Dance. And I guess it's a little girl that is, I guess, dancing on a pole. It's like a doll pole dance. I don't get it. There's also a daddy saddle. There's another one. You can shave the baby. And the baby has a lot of hair in the pelvic area. Poopy time fun shapes. Make bathroom time fun again with the original Safe Glide adapter and poopy time shapes. What will your kids poop up? So I guess your kids are supposed to play with their fecal material and make shapes out of it. Then there's a Barbie that squirts. I'm not really sure what that is. You have the ET finger light. It helps kids have fun in the dark. The problem with this ET finger light, is it looks like a grown-up toy. And you guys know what I mean by that. There's also a little bunny that poops glitter. It's kind of weird because there's these things that come out, look like it's a choking hazard. Then there's the breast milk baby. It teaches kids to breast milk. There's a couple other things that are looking a little phallic too, like the Dora Aqua Pet. Bikini Bottom Groom and Go. Apparently SpongeBob SquarePants had a toy out there where you could Bikini Bottom Groom and Go. Need I say more? What else do we have here? Pee and Poo. There are two stuffed toys. One that looks like a droplet of yellow pee. The other that looks like poo. I would actually like this one. I think that would be a cute one because they look pretty safe. Okay? And then baby's first baby. So the baby is pregnant. They say real pregnancy action. I don't know why you want your kids to play with a doll that gets pregnant. Okay? There's some other things that look a little dirty. Oh! There's a lovely straight jacket from Control Toys. Are you kidding me? A straight jacket? A two-finger squirter? That's a little odd. So anyway, just, you know, make sure you take a look at these things because some of these things I think are a little subliminal. Pretty scary stuff. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Putting me up with me today. I was up all night throwing up, and so I'm just burping this whole show. And you guys have to listen to that. I am so sorry. Anyway, thank you. Thank you for being so patient. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for not turning off the microphone when I do burp. And thank you for you all tuning in, and Tom, who is working the dials. I gotta tell you, man, boy, did I get dizzy. I didn't even know which dial I was pushing. So thank God we have Tom. The good news is I'm going to lose weight and I'm going to look good for the holiday party. I just won't be able to eat. All right, guys. This was kind of nerve-wracking for Kirk Douglas. Apparently, People Magazine accidentally published Kirk Douglas's obituary. Now, Kirk Douglas turns 98 next week, but apparently reports of his death began circulating online after People Magazine accidentally posted his obituary on the website. Apparently, it said Kirk Douglas, one of the few genuine box office names to emerge just as TV was overtaking American cultures in the years right after World War II, died. TK TK means to come. He was 97, had been in good health despite suffering a debilitating 1996 stroke. And you're like, why the hell would this happen? The Hollywood Reporter said People Obit had a September 29th timestamp on it. Okay? They aren't sure why it was, they aren't sure why it slipped through. Now, what happens, unfortunately, are these news agencies are, I guess, they have somebody on being ready. So, you know, whenever somebody dies, okay, you know, a celebrity or world leader, etc., like when Nelson Mandela died, the news had all this footage and all this information, everything ready to go. I'm like, boy, that was fast. I'm like, you know, did they wait to report the news? Or because they have to report it, did they already have that? How do they know? So my guess is many of these news agencies already have things ready to go. So when they do have to break the news, they're ready. Now, what news agencies used to do is just do breaking news. They'll say story to follow. Okay, so they did the breaking news, etc. But now, people want to have the visuals, and they want to have etc. And so, unfortunately, that was done. Now, I don't know how he takes that. How would Kirk Douglas take that in terms of, well, okay, my obituary is already being made. Somebody has it ready. You see, some of us think that's a jinx. Okay, for those of us that believe in jinxes, we're like, don't be writing that stuff. Okay, that's, I mean, what, and then they fill in the blank later, I mean, when it happens. Now, some of us do write our obituary. And I don't think that's a bad idea. You know, I always worry, will my family mess it up? You know, because I want a funny funeral. You know, so I would want it to be funny. You know, and so I'm like, you know, and then I'd also be worried about the grammar and the spelling. So I'd be like, wait, let me take a look. Make sure you spelled that right. You know, no, which, no, don't use which. So, you know, I would be very, I would, you know, probably be a little bit too controlling when it came to that. But Kirk Douglas is alive and well, 98 years old, looks good. Okay. I mean, he is Spartacus. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. All right, so selfies are big, okay? Everybody is now into nipping and tucking, all right? And they say that selfies now are now combining with the nipping and the tucking so that people will look good. They say plastic surgery has risen 25% as patients go in search of the picture-perfect look. According to the American Academy of Facial Plastic and Reconstructive Surgery, found 1 in 3 surgeons have seen a rise in patients who want a good selfie. There's been a 10% rise in nose jobs, a 7% rise in hair transplants, a 6% jump in eyelid surgery. So, you know, what does that mean for us? Well, I have to admit, you know, I was going to go to an event the other day. Just, I mean, you know, for my work. Just work clothes, I didn't care. Then I realized that somebody was going to take a picture. And that somebody was going to put that picture all over the news. Or all over the internet and social media. And now I'm stuck. So I have to bust my butt now to always look semi-decent. And nobody even, you know, gives me warning. And they get the extra chin. They get the facial hair. It's ridiculous. So I think many of us are now more paranoid. Maybe we don't like the way our you know, I think we're really losing a lot of our self-esteem. And we're so worried. But, you know, I know a lot about photography. And it's all the angle. You pose, you have a certain angle. There was an article I posted on how Beyonce and Victoria Beckham and these people will always have the same pose. They'll always do the same pose because they know how to pose. So there's a certain pose that you do, etc. That's going to save you thousands of dollars, people. But unfortunately, with our new social media age, we really have problems in terms of a lot of us, you know, thinking that we look a certain way. Now, that may be good for the obesity epidemic. Maybe we'll get people to lose weight because they'll see themselves on Facebook and social media. But instead, what does that do for me? It makes me become a recluse. And I'm like, no, I don't want to be in public. Now, speaking of social media, the Supreme Court is weighing in whether your Facebook rant can be threats. Okay, did you guys hear about the story? This is Alanis versus the United States. Apparently, the Supreme Court today is looking at this case where a Pennsylvania man, Anthony Alanis, was Facebook ranting about killing his ex-wife. And others were rap lyrics. Having been convicted of those threats, I think he was in jail for gosh, I think it was like 44 months. I have to look it up. So Alanis is asking the court to put down a standard for what counts as a true threat that is not protected by the First Amendment. Should that test be how, I guess, the speaker intended the comment, or whether the recipient felt threatened? Okay, if I, let's say, rant on Facebook, I am so hungry, I could eat my cat. Am I going to be liable for that? Okay, because I wrote that. And of course my cat will pretend he felt all threatened. Yeah, like really, I'm going to eat him, really. You know, because one of my cats is very dramatic. So, you know, this is very, very interesting in that apparently Alanis, his Facebook rants escalated when the wife left him. She took the kids. He was fired following sexual harassment complaints against him and an indecent Facebook post about a coworker. Then his Facebook post started to get furious, talked about his place of work, wife, police officers, unnamed elementary schools he suggested he would shoot up in the most heinous school shooting ever imagined. There was also a female federal agent who visited his home. He said he would leave her bleeding from her jugular. But then at his wife, he said, if I only knew then what I know now, I would have smothered your ass with a pillow, dumped your body in the backseat, dropped you off in Toad Creek, and made it look like a rape and murder. There's one way to love you, but 1,000 ways to kill you. I used to be a nice guy, but then you became a guess. It's not your fault. You liked your daddy raped you. I don't understand. Okay, so anyway, so he goes off like that. So what is free speech? What is freedom of speech? If you're going off saying stuff like that on Facebook, okay, and you're mentioning a school, and you're mentioning, okay, so somebody could say, wait a second, okay, well, don't, you can't talk about death. You can't talk about killing kids. You can't talk about shooting. Okay? Well, but somebody could claim, but that's free speech. I mean, how far does this go? This is pretty, it's going to be very interesting to see what the Supreme Court does with this one. And then if I get insulted by something you say, how is that objective? It's subjective. So if you say, I can't stand you, I would be better off if you weren't here. Well, what if I decide to take that as a death threat? And it's not. You know, he could be saying, you know, if you weren't here, you know, on this trip with me. You see what I mean? So it's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens with the Supreme Court. All right. Health benefits of cinnamon. Cinnamon, we're seeing more and more interesting stuff, especially since this is the time of year. Apparently, a recent study from Penn State says a diet rich in cinnamon and turmeric will help your heart. It could also regulate your blood sugar better, protect you from diabetes, a better brain function, even prevent Parkinson's. That's pretty cool. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hang me down. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-726-9415. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-726-9415. That's 1-800-726-9415. Call 1-800-726-9415.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials,
commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do.
When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.